God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to turn to the book of John. The book of John. Chapter 14. The Word of the Lord. And look at verse 16 and 17. Again today we're going to be dealing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dealing with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We learned last night that the reason a lot of folks are not receiving the Holy Ghost, they're not ready. They're not ready. If I understand the Bible right, the Bible said you don't put new wine into old bottles. Else the new wine will burst those old bottles and it spill. Now that would be the case in the natural. Then God is not going to put the Holy Ghost in old lives that have never been changed. Some folks have never, and I don't know whether they were fooled of themselves or whether somebody fooled them. But they've never made too many changes. Never made too many changes. Some of them have not even half made the changes since they said they had the Holy Ghost. As I did when I got saved. I had more convictions just receiving Christ in my heart and life than some people today that claim to have the Holy Ghost have. If you don't have convictions, you're not even saved. You're not even saved. You don't have a conviction on stealing, you're not saved. You don't have a conviction on cursing, you're not saved. If you don't have a conviction on lying, you're not saved. God pity the person. When the Bible said all liars are going to have their part in the lake of fire. My wife asked me today, she said, what makes people lie so much? What do they get out of it? I'll tell you what they get out of it. Or what they get a wasted life out of it and a place in hell. I don't know what folks. My brother's father-in-law could tell lies, they said, that had hair on them. Now that's what they said. Some folks think that lying makes them something. But it makes them nothing but liars. Who likes a liar? Who commends a person for lying? Who will lift up a liar? I say it's high time for some to stop their lying. When I brought a young man into the office, and I said, now look, you're going to have to quit this lie. I said, it's getting out in the church that you're a liar. You can't tell the truth. People are talking about it. Can't believe nothing you say. And he said, well, I didn't think I was lying. He said, I may exaggerate a little bit. I said, when you see a yellow car and you tell folks you've seen a red car, is that exaggerating? That's why. Exaggeration can become lies. That some folks feel like, you know, there's some that exaggerate to try to make themselves that they are wise. They are, you know, a super something or another. And if you did a certain thing, they did something bigger than that. I mean, if you can, well, I don't know hardly how to illustrate it right now, but there's people that you meet up with that when you go to talking to them, now, I won't call his name, but he's a close relative to me. And he said that he'd got so many medals or stripes for being in the Army. Well, in the Marines. And he'd sit and tell his children all that he got, all that he earned, all that he achieved. He got one thing, I forget what he talked about, said he just never, he said, never received it, said, I could get it now, but I just don't fool with it. And his daughter said to him, Daddy, why not, let's write and get that. Oh, it don't mean that much to me. I'll tell you the reason he didn't write and get it. He didn't have it. When those folks go to talking like that, you know they were poking the furnace somewhere or another. Amen. That's right. There's some of folks that feel like that lying makes them something. You know what it's going to make you? Same as a drunkard drinking wine. A drunkard. You're going to have a habit. Is it a bit? The word? You have a habit you cannot break, and it'll take the power of God to break it. You have to surrender and acknowledge you lie. Lady came to D.L. Moody and said, Mr. Moody, I have a serious problem. Now, ma'am, what is your serious problem? Got a serious problem with exaggerating. He said, ma'am, whenever you find yourself at that, get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for that lie. Oh, I don't call it a lie, she said. He said, you'll never get deliverance from it either. You've got to put sin in its category where it belongs, and you've got to admit it's sin. Now, you can't tell me that a man go out there and steal's got the Holy Ghost. He's not even saved. Do you think a person can drink and be saved? I mean, whiskey, wine, fermented beverages. Do you think you can? and be saved. Thank you, sir. There's a young man that knows better than that. That's right. If they come out and be saved, and commit adultery, fornication, now all of that stands in the line of abominable faith. And lying is one of the things God hates. I try my best to learn this from Brother William Strickler. And as one of the wonderful shepherds, on a wonderful pastor, he would try to shield folks without getting in trouble himself on issues. Someone comes and say, you know that person did this, and he would go about, you know, around the half a dozen different ways to see if you knew exactly what you was talking about. All of that, and after you would say, you know, I told him one time, I said, Earl Wagner, I went over to visit him, and he was chewing tobacco. Brother Williams said, now Brother Lee said, maybe if this chocolate candy, he was always wanting to, you know, see for the best. But brother, once they left the church, he opened up. He didn't try to shield him. No. He let out what he really knew. Amen. And I sort of tried, you know, people have got angry at me and said, I wouldn't like to come to you about somebody because it seemed like you take their side. And you down me and all of that. One lady was in the office with Sister Strickler and I, and she said that. She said, that's the reason I don't like pray. Well, she was wrong. Now, she was really wrong. And but I try to shield folks, but I can't shield you from a bad reputation, folks. That's right. Now, when people call me and ask me about you, what if I would tell them you can't believe nothing you say? What if when they send me a resume to fill out? And I said, well, one of the things she lies or he lies. You think you'd get the job? Huh? I don't think so. They're pretty good people now, but you can't believe nothing they say. No, sir. They've got that same spirit that Zip Richmond had, my brother's father-in-law. He had the name everywhere he went that he was a liar. He come into the highway department one morning and boy, he was late. And of course they got on to him about being late. And he said, well, as I come down the road, said there was a wreck. And there was one line over here and one line over there and one line over here and one line over there. And they said, Zip, where were you? He said, I've been lying all the time. They used to tell me that a person would rather climb a tree and tell a lie than to stand on the ground and tell the truth. I say if you're lying, it's time to stop the lying and get saved. How many guilty ones do we have? Well, how many is not guilty? I got three heads. Doing pretty good. I think I got the right message. No, I know better than that. I know better than that. Amen. I got saved to stop the lying. I stopped the drinking. I stopped the stealing. I mean, Mr. Hamilton didn't have to worry about his chickens anymore. Now, I didn't go into his chicken coop or house and get his chickens. Never did do that. Never did do that. What I got was old barnyard chickens. That's where the old hen crawled up under the corn house or back in the hole where the old cow eat a hole in the straw stack and laid a dozen and a half eggs, and at that point in time I'd come some pollen. And they never took them chickens to the chicken house. They let them run around the barn, and sometimes Dad would throw the corn out to them and so on. And then was the kind that I made raid on. Yeah, but it was still stealing. I mean, though they were barnyard chickens, they were still to us. Well, he's got plenty. That doesn't make no difference if he's got 10 million chickens. That doesn't make any difference at all. Amen. But I had more conviction when I got saved than what some's got that claim to have the Holy Ghost. That's the reason people cannot get up prayer. That's the reason folks cannot keep a victory. I want to tell you, if you're having problems along those lines, if you're having a problem keeping your life separated from the world, you had better get another gift at the altar. You have not become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I mentioned last night, I don't care how much of the power of God you get, is what I was insinuating. You'll never get above temptation. You may not be tempted all the time, but sometime another, you'll be tempted. Did you know that I gave up cigarettes many, 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 many years ago? But did you know the devil will give me a dream of me smoking cigarettes at some time or another? And then you know I could be meditating and studying, and the devil will come along and out of the blue sky give you a vision of a cigarette. So do you remember how good it tasted? Well, it was a lie. I didn't even care how it tasted. I just smoked because the rest of them smoked. I was really too small to understand anything about the taste of it whatsoever. I just started it and inhaled it and got hooked. Thank God for the deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. You have got to be ready for the Holy Ghost. God will not put this new wine into old bottles. You have first got to be saved and through with the sin business. Now, nowhere, folks, understand me. And if you can find it, please come and correct me.
cleanses us from sin. That's the blood. That's the blood. The Holy Ghost gives us power. Amen. To work for God. And to abstain the very appearance of evil. The Holy Ghost is given to us to lead us and guide us. I'll give in to that after a while. You've got a spirit that God knew to the world. You don't have the Holy Ghost. That's the spirit of the world. Amen. Praise God. And then you've got to seek God for the Holy Ghost with the right motives. Same way when you fast. Someone said, well, I'm going to fast that my voice will be heard and that I will be a greater preacher. Now, in a sense that you're going to do a work for God, you need to fast. But that's not the real fast God calls for. The real fast that God calls for is that the chains and the habits and the prison houses will be open for those that are bound by Satan. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not given to us to glorify ourselves. It's given to glorify the Lord. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost, if we're going to receive it, we must thirst. Must have a thirst for it. Amen. You'll never get the Holy Ghost until you become thirsty for it. God's not gonna fill people with the Holy Ghost that's not thirsty. You've got to have a thirst. Any man thirst. Lord said, let him come to me and drink. Praise God. Today I want to deal with there was an old preacher that prayed years ago. This is his prayer. Oh God, make me as holy as it is possible for a saved sinner to be this side of eternity. Make me as holy as it is possible for a saved sinner to be this side of eternity. Do you pray that prayer? That God will make you as holy as possible. Since you're saved, representing the kingdom of God, does it make you sick to see a half-nude woman or a half-nude man talking about Jesus and talking about healing, filled with the Holy Ghost? It is nauseating to me. And not only is it nauseating to me, it's nauseating to God. God said that He's got the privilege. I don't have it. I don't have that privilege. I don't have that privilege to go over to one of those kind and go and vomit all over them. But God said with those kind of people, He was going to vomit them out. You know, you better be. One of the worst things I think odor that is almost unbearable is to be in a tight place and someone vomit. I could see God this morning. He made me.
Yeah.
He may be holding his stomach like I was up here a while ago. I got to be eating them tomatoes. Amen. Bacon grease. Side meat and all that. I had never been. And stopped sitting and rested a while. Went away, but I thought it may be a whole week.
Stand it much longer. Oh, they're making me so sick.
Then this preacher prayed, God, make me whole. I want to tell you, you cannot pray a better prayer than that preacher. Hallelujah. Now, there is no reason for you being so quiet unless you're guilty. And if you're guilty, amen, instead of crawling under the seat, get out on your hands and knees and crawl down there out to this altar. This can be a fixing day for you. How many in here like for people to tell a lie to you? But don't tell one to nobody else. My younger brother was one of the, I think he was a champion. I really do. I think he was a champion until I met some others. Then he might not win the trophy. Robert told you anything, just mark it down. It was a lie. He could make up lies so fast to me that it is. You know who was the instigator of that? The devil. The devil. Amen. You have a problem with exaggerating. You need to work on that. Amen. Chapter 14. Now, folks, let me tell you something. A lie is anything that you go about to try to deceive someone. You say, "Well, I did not come right out and lie." Did you go about to try to deceive that person? Then you were lying. You were lying. All right. How many have the Holy Ghost? Some of you are not so sure now, are you? Well, you need to know these things. The Holy Ghost is a gracious gift from God. And when you do things that are not pleasing to God and claim that you're saved and sin in your life, and you're telling people you have the Holy Ghost, folk, you're lying. The Holy Ghost does not go to those places, does not do those things. Now, Mr. Birchfield attended Brother Williams' church. We're living in a day now, if your wife doesn't suit you, get rid of her. It's not till death do we part anymore. It's if they don't do like you feel like they ought to do, and you get your eyes on a nut, and they get the eye on you, then give that one up. Get you another one. That's how easy it is in this life. But that's not the way it was from the beginning, folks. Amen. So he divorced his wife. You know, when someone's got their eye on someone else, they get dissatisfied with their wife or their husband. Ain't nobody gonna fool me by the grace of God when they come to tell me that they done lost their love for their companion. Nobody's going to tell me that they just lost their love for them and there's not another one on the string. How come you lost your love? You was willing to bear when she burnt the biscuits. You was willing to bear with her when she was sick. But then when you get your eyes on another one, gotta get rid of her. Gotta get rid of you. The Holy Ghost will not hurt men. Such things as that and promote things like that. One lady said, well, when her son and wife were divorced, said, now maybe he can get a good one. Well, why didn't she say maybe she can get a good one? See how one-sided it is? The Holy Ghost don't promote that, folks. And Birchfield said, when he went and got the one he had his eye on, he said, I know God led me in this direction. There's no more of a lie toward the Holy Ghost and God that can ever be told. One of the Baptist preachers wrote a book on how wonderfully it is to be in your second marriage. He's an idiot. He said, see, people are stupid. I must say it. He said, the night that we got married, and he claimed to be a preacher then, God don't call people like that to preach. That don't know the right hand from the left. We got married and went home. And we went to bed. We were laying there talking. And the Holy Ghost came down and hit me and knocked me out of the bed. And I know that it was God's will. Looks to me like God was trying to tell him something. I think he was lying, but if that would be the case, the Holy Ghost was separating. This same fellow got up on the radio station in Lynchburg and was preaching on Noah building the ark. And he said, Moses went out and got the animals and he said, no, I don't believe it was Moses. I believe it was Jacob. No, he said, I don't believe it was Jacob. I believe it was someone else. He never did get it straightened out.
really God wants ignoramuses like that? He may save them and call them to be a witness, but they need to study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. All right. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, I hope you get it. And I got to drive if I'm going to get through. 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. He don't tell lies. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You see right there, the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost. Because they're not saved. They're not washed from their sins. They're not clean. They're not ready. Someone said, oh, if I could just get the Holy Ghost, I believe I could give up these cigarettes. No. That ain't the way it works. You get saved and cleaned up from the world. Or if I can just receive the Holy Ghost, I can stay away from the beer joint. No. You get saved and stay away from it. Amen. When I was young, that's what they played in the corner crib when I was just a small boy, and they spider danced, and then they two-stepped. But it would kill the old red rooster when she comes. I don't know who was coming. Never did find out who she was. Amen. And I mean, we got saved before she got there. Go ahead and laugh, that's okay. You will feel better the rest of the day. Glad I got saved. Praise God. But she must have been a pretty important woman to kill the old neighbors before. But, amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. See, the world, sinners, don't see the Lord. They don't know the Lord. They're not candidates for the Holy Ghost. It's when you get saved, surrender your whole life to God, get cleaned up. Do you know of anything that the Bible speaks about that cleanses a person from their sins except in the blood? I know that there's a group that uses sanctification, but they take it out of its place. Being sanctified is just setting you apart. You have to sanctify yourself daily at the time that we're living in. You have to sanctify yourself from ungodly conversations of men and of women. Ungodly fellowship. Man.
no different pattern. Read it in Acts chapter 2. They were all in one place in one accord. How many of you believe that those people were saved? There is a thing going around. And I heard it years ago. That Peter and John and those or the 12 were not really saved until on the day of Pentecost. That Jesus just gave them power to heal the sick. I never heard such trash. I believe they were saved. I believe when they went to that upper room, their sins were covered. I believe they were saved. Someone said the 10 days, and I used that a few times, and the Holy Ghost checked me on it. Because I'm not sure about it. I think I'm more positive the other way. That they used the 10 days to get this out of their heart and get that out of their heart. Get this out and get that out and get this out. If you're saved, you don't have that stuff in there. You still got that in your heart. The blood is in vain to you. You accept the doctrine of the blood. The blood. The blood of His Son cleanses us from all sin. And the blood is applied to your heart and your life. The sin business is over. You're as pure as you're going to be. And if you go back after that and take up sin, you become impure. I say when a person comes down to this altar, gives their heart and life to Jesus Christ, and He saturates them with the blood and cleanses them from all of their sins through their repentance, confession. There's no greater time than to take another step further and stay and ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I do not accept this theory of both getting saved and then take 3 years to receive the Holy Ghost. Some may write. He gives to them the Holy Ghost that obeys Him. Now people go for 20 years claim they're saved and don't have the Holy Ghost. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong. You see now, when Paul went down to Ephesus and found those that were saved, and he said, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe?" They said, "We haven't as much as heard of the Holy Ghost." He said, "Well, what were you baptized?" He said, "Unto Jesus." Amen. And he prayed for them. And they received the Holy Ghost. And they heard them speak. Amen.
Cornelius was praying. And an angel came and told him what to do. To go call Peter. And by the time Peter got there, Cornelius had his whole thing in the house and had it full. And Peter began to preach Christ unto him. And many of them accepted the Lord and so on. And the Holy Ghost came and was filled with the Holy Ghost. And they heard him speak with other tongues. The initial evidence that you've received the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. Amen. But the devil has a false tongue. And you know, if that life is not measuring up with God, it's not Holy Ghost tongue. It's a false tongue. Was it your brother Scotty that mentioned Wednesday night about the interpreting what this one was saying? And it was actually blaspheming God in a sense. Was no Holy Ghost about that at all. That only made you feel it, folks. It only made you shiver. I want to tell you, if you committed sin and never got it under the blood, you ought to be afraid to try to use one of God's gifts without ever seeing it. A man that I met visiting, we had come to our hometown. He was a great man to visit. I went visiting with him. He did some things that was crazy. Wasn't altogether wrong, but they were crazy. I mean, but he told at a church, he said, for 20 years, he said, I lived under the presence of the Holy Ghost and had sin in my life. I believe that. I do not believe that. Amen. This thing is Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is holiness, purity, pure life. Amen. You will receive the Holy Ghost in the same manner. The Holy Ghost will not come in and unless you have had a born again experience. Jesus, when he dwelt here on earth, one of his last statements before he left. To go to heaven referred to the blessed baptism in the Holy Ghost. And what he did, he instructed his followers in these words. Wait for the promise of the Father. See, the Holy Ghost had not yet been poured out. Wait for the promise of the Father, which ye have heard of me. For For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Don't sound to me like they got it when they got saved. Sounds to me like there's another step when you get saved. Praise God. Looks like we're going to get another score. The same reasons that made it essential for the early believers to be baptized in the Holy Ghost applies to us today. We forget it. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For I go away. I will not depart. Holy Ghost. But if I go away, if I ascend into my Father, I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comfort. Amen. Praise God. I'll send it unto you. Praise God. According to the design that was made in heaven, the third person of the Trinity will come down and dwell in the bodies of faithful believers. Amen. And he will be an eternal comfort. Hallelujah. He'll be a friend to guide you. No matter where you go, what your hardships or trials that you encounter, you'll never, if you keep back in the Bible. Amen. Doesn't make any difference how difficult your surroundings are. Your conditions may be. He's always present as a companion and a counselor. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our teacher. In Luke 12:12. He is our guide into truth. He makes real to us the love of God. He makes our prayers effectual and gives us direct communion with the Father. Be careful how you treat the Holy Ghost. Be careful how you treat the Holy Ghost. I am hungry. I am thirsty. For another move of God's revival. I want it in Africa. And it is happening in places like that. I want it in Mexico. I want it in Canada. But my greatest desire that we'll have it here at Mission Tabernacle Church. Get down upon our knees and pray, God, give me the fire of the Holy Ghost. To get my family saved, to get those that I Can I tell you the fruits of the Holy Ghost? Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God. We receive the Holy Ghost to empower us to serve others. I have a burden. I have a desire. Amen. For this church to catch on fire. Some of you need to catch on fire with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes I feel like when the preaching's going on, like good men, we are so lukewarm. We need to catch on fire. An hour. Great singing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need to catch on fire. I am afraid that we're coming to church just to relax and not be a part of the service. Satan has formed his plan right. And he has slipped the joy of the Lord out of your soul. No longer with the dynamic inspiration of the Holy Ghost do we come to church. Enter into these gates with praise. The Holy Ghost will cause you to enter those doors with a respect and a praise and a worship for God. It'll cause you to seek for everything you can get in these services. So when you go outside of those doors and meet those that are held down, that you can be a detour sign to them. How many of you are detour signs to them? Brother Tony last month sat in his office and talked to him about God. God wants us to take time to witness to others. And witness with a desire that they might receive what you're saying. And pray. Amen. Not everybody's going to receive it. I know that. They never received Jesus. But I want to tell you there's some we can reach. Possibly not everybody in your family. And I know it's almost impossible to reach everybody in your family. But you must not stop. You must not quit. You must, the Holy Ghost will keep motivating you to keep on and on and on and on. Amen. Until that appears, no more hope for that. Holy Ghost, amen. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is found on you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
in fact, folks, those of us in whom the Holy Ghost dwells are enabled to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask for them. And that is according to the power that worketh in us. And what is that power? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost power. Amen. Hallelujah. The Father has made special provisions for us. Then we have the Holy Ghost by us. Never forget, friend. In seeking the Holy Ghost, never forget that God wants you to have this empowering experience that the Holy Ghost will come and dwell in this. He wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, ask. Praise God. And he gives the Holy Ghost to them that ask him. Some folks are so unconcerned, they will not ask God for the Holy Ghost. Now, let me take some folks. And I'm speaking out of my heart. Is it possible? Is it possible that some folks feel that if they don't take that second step to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that they're going to be less guilty if they get into sin? You see, there is some people that feel like, and they won't read the Word of God, because they feel like if they don't know what's in the Word of God, they can sin and be justified. They can say to God, I didn't know that. But at one time, God winked at ignorance, but that calls home to repentance. God knows the motive of your heart. I believe that you can be saved and you can go to heaven. And I believe that if you're just moving around and not caring about whether you receive the Holy Ghost or not, you are not. I don't think you're ready. I mean, I'm pretty plain about it. Why wouldn't you want what God's given for this last day? See, Jesus is no longer here. It's the Holy Ghost we need. After we receive him, we need the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Ghost would be in us. The Holy Ghost would guide us. The Holy Ghost would teach us. The Holy Ghost would lead us. Why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you desire that? Why wouldn't you see your need of him and say, God, give me the Holy Ghost? Bible said, everyone that asketh, receiveth. But you've got to ask. And then you've got to ask in faith. And seeking the Holy Ghost. It is necessary to ask in faith. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For if they
come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder
of them that diligently seek him. But then Hebrews, or James, says, let him ask in faith, not in wavering. Not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he receiveth, shall receive anything of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, help us. Whatsoever thing ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. As you seek the Holy Ghost, believe that it is God's will for you to receive him, and that God will yield him to you. And then, of course, obedience. But I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. Amen. But the Bible does say that the Holy Ghost God has given to them that obey him. And I know this far before I quit. Sometimes the seeker is not willing to lay down his life completely to the cause of Christ. As you're willing to lay down your life for the cause of Christ, let him direct you. Have you ever heard? Maybe sometimes folks have children. And a teacher would say, I cannot do nothing with your child. They will not surrender to pay attention to be aware of him. As one brother said, he said, that individual is beyond help. Well, what do you mean, sir? And he said to me, he will not listen to nothing you tell him. You've got to come to the place that we don't know it all. And surrender our life to Christ, that the Holy Ghost can come in and be our director. What is the reason for him to come in if he's not going to be able? If we're not going to submit to him. See, there's a lot of things for you. And I'm afraid in this last days, and since the turn of the 60s, and a little bit before, there has been a complete, what's the word to say? Foul up! Conception of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the same as it was when God was himself. He has made us for himself. And if we're going to receive the Holy Ghost, we're going to receive it on the same night that the disciples of 120 in the upper room received it. We're going to have to be praying. We're going to have to be yielding. So then, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, as you stand by the mercies of God, stand to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service that we find this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thank you.